The Rush Hour. Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle 2023, based on 2023 full year VFACTS results.
The Rush! AB, Elliot, the two of you are quite prolific online shoppers, aren't you?
You bet. It's my favourite form of shopping.
Yeah. So, you know, you always get the email from Australia Post to say, like, hey, your package is coming, it's going to be expected, etc. This day or whatever. I received that email last night at about 9 p.m. I haven't ordered anything.
Oh, that could be a scam.
No, it's an actual legitimate email from Australia Post. So I ended up going to the Australia Post website, put in the tracking number that the email gave me. There's an actual something coming for me to my house.
Could it be a gift?
Yeah, it could be a present from someone.
I don't know.
But if it's a gift, then they would have needed your email or something. Well,
I wonder if, because my address, I think, is registered with Australia Post, that like it would have attached
my email. Are you a member of anything?
No. I've even Googled.
Because I'm a member of so many things, sometimes stuff comes and I'm like, oh, that's right.
I've even Googled the company that's sending this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they make.
What's the company?
They're just called Brand Group.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah,
dodgy.
I mean, it could have been me, but I don't know your address because I've never been to your house.
Well, exactly. And I don't know anyone who knows my address that would just randomly order something. I would imagine if a friend was ordering me something, they would order it to their place and then just give it to me.
Or to work. I always order it to work because you can find their work office email address, easily.
So I'm actually very confused.
When's it meant to be coming?
Oh, sometime between Friday and Tuesday.
Jesus. Mm. They didn't even do express post it tied up.
I've had that happen before, but then the thing arrives and I go, oh, that's right.
Yeah, so
like too many times. Oh, whoops.
Might have a nice little gift in the next week or so, or I might get something. Maybe someone hates me. Maybe it's hate mail.
Hopefully it's poo. I for whatever reason, and I think we can say this, we're going to be, I won't say what, very soon to help out junior clubs in sport across this state, we're going to be teaming up with a company called Champ Mouthguards.
Mm.
I've been using them, and I ordered a couple of mouth guards, and I don't know how it's happened since, but since then, what I get is every email when they send out all of their mouth guards. So I keep getting the, your delivery to postcode 2306 will be delivered by Friday. To
so they've actually
name.
Just added you to their shipping thing.
Yeah, I don't know. So I get, I would get 34 emails a day from, Champ Mouth Guard
email
shipping.
Them straight away.
Well, I don't know how to...
I
tell
would just
them.
Call them.
Forward them
say,
one of them and say, hey, I'm getting all these emails, by the way.
I can't be arse.
You'd rather delete 40 emails a day for the rest of your life.
He's not deleting them.
You
see
my
just
inbox?
Letting them go.
I don't delete anything. I don't delete texts. I don't I have 26,514 unread emails. There you go.
My inbox has one at the moment for Gmail, and this has been like for months. I've been searching how to remove this unread email thing because there's not a single email in there that I haven't opened.
Really?
That
do you open
it's
every email?
Yeah.
That shocks me because you're not an insult, but you're not a particularly organized person in normal life. So I'm surprised you're an email person.
No, my inbox is always cleared and texts and stuff like that.
Oh, no, texts, I'm shocked.
I have about 8,000 unread emails in my Gmail.
Yeah, but Gmail's got shockers, but it puts all mine into the spam folders, but then the regular ones I receive,
I don't even have
either move them into spam or, read them and delete them.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just let email sit there forever.
As a radio producer, that's not a great trait.
No. Are the ones that are important to our show?
You're the captain of our ship. What if they're like, hey, we're offering you an interview with Elton
Margot
John.
Margot Robbie.
My
work inbox is different to my... No, my work inbox is different to my private.
What he's trying to say, his life is a shambles, not his work.
My life is a shambles.
His work's organised.
Yeah.
His
you know what? If
chaotic.
You read one of those 40,000 emails, you'd probably find what the bloody thing that's being sent to you is.
No, this is randomly...
Have you searched the name of the brand in your email?
They don't exist. So when I did Google it, the only thing that I could see that could potentially be is that this particular company does Surf Life Saving Australia apparel.
What's that called? What are they called again? Brand
Group with an E on the end
surf
of brand.
Surf Life Saving Apparel.
Yeah, which I only know one surf lifesaver in my life.
Is Brand Group one word?
No.
And you can't wear surf life-saving stuff outside of doing it.
Well, I think it's like just their merchandise, so like T-shirts and jumpers and that kind of thing that they would... I don't know why someone would buy me.
Wait, is it brand with an E on the end, not group? Okay, brand, okay.
So I'm just very confused. They do surf lifesaving apparel. I only know one surf lifesaver in my, you know, in my circles. And
Brand Group is the parent company of brands that design and produce high quality
apparel.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I could find. So I
a lovely
know.
Website.
Maybe I might get a jumper.
Maybe call
in the
their director, Brett Corrick. He might be able to help.
Good fella, Brett. A lot of good things in the community.
Anyway, I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know what comes.
Yeah, it could be our bloody Yeti water bottles that they promised us about 6 months
I'll
ago.
I'll lose sleep. I've got mine. I don't know.
No, you got a Cowboys one that they dropped us exclusively. Yeti said they were sending us them.
Why would they send it to my personal email and my personal address, my home address?
Because I think you
address.
Steal from the show. You swindle and steal from the show. Because he's saying, oh, it's not arrived. Yeah, no, Yeti forgot or whatever. Yeah. But really, Luke's just like, ship it to my house. It's a little bit.
Well, maybe you guys could pay me more and then I wouldn't need to.
Yes, because your pay comes directly out of our pay.
Well, maybe
it
should.
We decide how much you get paid every week.
Maybe it should.
God sakes.
Imagine giving us two. The ability to decide people's wages.
Yeah, no thing. Oh, actually, that'd be fun. There's a few people in the office I'd dock, let me tell you that much.
Like who?
Well, I'm not going to name names.
Well, not me.
It better not be me.
No, I wouldn't dock Luke. I'd probably dock you.
What, how much?
Oh, just say you're earning less than me. I just don't believe in, you know, you should have gender pay gap in businesses.
Dock from her bring pass it on to me because I need it.
No, because you're whinging. I would have, but now you're whinging, you don't. I'm going to give it to...
I'm going
to
extend the pay gap more.
Yeah, I think it's important. I might dock,
nice
I might
dock
every woman 10% in the office. Let's go back to the dark ages.
I can't wait to grab this audio and use it against you in future.
I forgot about this. I couldn't work out a way to give it to you on air because I knew you'd read it out, but I did. I made a few friendship bracelets today.
Oh!
That's one coming towards you. One I already gave away to a winner of an Uno game, but I made you a new one. That one was going to be for Luke, but that was, you can have it. Because you're
bait. Stupid BIT.
Yeah. That was for
cool.
you, Luke.
All right, cool.
I made one for my partner too.
What does that one say?
Bin chicken.
Oh. That's cute. She is like...
Yeah, she is like a little
I don't
bin
know
chicken.
Why she is like a bin chicken, but she is. There's nothing like it.
Baby hand size because she's tiny. Anyway, radio show, Luke, what do we got?
We need to think this through better.
Come
he
on,
never
mate.
Has the sheet.
I know.
Every
I forget,
single day,
I forget.
It's your job to say what's on the show.
And every single day you guys do it for me.
Because you don't have the sheet.
I don't bring
do
the sheet.
Do you know what adds
in.
A little bit of, you know, pizzazz?
It doesn't. Yeah. There's nothing pizzazzy about it.
We went through your karaoke songs and your allergies. Jared Wallace joined us.
Oh, my God. No, sorry,
AB
start again.
Also.
If I'm listening to the podcast and I'm interested in what's coming up, if you listen to your karaoke song and your allergies, bullshit.
Write it like a Daily Mail headline.
In a fun way.
That's so boring.
Elliot's controversial karaoke song. Jared Wallace squashes rumour about supercoach Wayne Bennett.
There you go.
AB insults entire regional Queensland town.
Why can't you do this on the show? That's great. All three of them are
keep
really
going.
Good.
What other bits do we have?
There's a sheet right in front
Elliot
of
is a weak gutted dog.
There you go. Listen to the podcast. That's
and
a
he
show.
Can't take boob tape. Okay, the end.
I can't take boob tape.
Well.
I think it was I boob mean,
maybe,
tape
maybe
she
maybe
gave
you. Maybe you can't. Maybe you, do you want to try tape. It?
No.
Oh, and man with the best butt.
Yes.
Shows us it on radio.
Sure. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elias.
Now, there's a man not many of you will know the name of. However, we are so thankful to him for hundreds of years, or well, nearly 100 years, of something that's been very, very close to Queenslanders' hearts in pubs and clubs across the state. I'm talking, of course, about the art of karaoke. And the founder, Shigeshi Negishi, passed away at the age of 100 this week.
Wow.
Just goes to show, though. A happy life and you will live longer. Imagine being the inventor of karaoke. Like, that's a good time.
Oh, I've met some miserable assholes that have lived to 100 as well.
Yeah, okay, fair call. Now, apparently he actually was the first to automate and commercialise the sing-along machine in the 60s, but never patented his creation.
Right.
So even though we have karaoke all over the whole world, he doesn't make any money from it.
Right, so he died poor.
But he still was brought joy by the fact that everybody loved it so much. I thought to celebrate Shigeshi's life today.
Shigeshi Negishi.
We could celebrate our most underrated karaoke bangers, the ones that we like to pump out at karaoke. You're a very shy guy, but you get around a bit of mic action here and there.
I don't drink anymore, but when I did, it was one thing I did. I used to have a bit of a side personality, liking a dark, dingy karaoke pub, with a couple of close friends.
Fun fact, if you ever go to Japan, they actually do karaoke privately.
Right.
So you don't have to do it in front of a whole bar, like it's little booths.
They do it in Australia. That's what we used to do.
Okay. Well, yeah, I prefer an audience, personally.
No, of course you do. Singing what?
Okay, all right. Taking it away. Number three for me. Now, this one, as well as Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice, always slaps because I know all the words.
Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. God. Always lands.
You've never been whiter than this moment.
Correct. Okay, what have you got?
I mean, Robbie Williams. I just, there's something about Robbie Williams songs that, and I've purposely played this from the start and not just the chorus because
it starts strong.
Man, what a song. And give an emotional
song. You've got a good voice. Give us a little.
I only ever did this drunk and I am currently, unfortunately, not in that
sadly
state.
No, when I lived in Germany, actually, there's a dirty version of that song. I can't seem to find it anywhere. They've changed the lyrics, but people would rock that one out at karaoke a lot.
For another day.
Okay, number two for me. This one iconically goes down well in every Queensland pub.
And weddings.
Yeah, weddings, absolutely. Yeah. Don't know what it is. We've tried to look into the history.
Yeah.
Apparently it started at a university bar in Brisbane.
Yeah.
UQ.
Yeah.
The Eagle Rock pants down tradition.
Blokes just take their pants off.
Yeah, just have their knickers
around.
On.
I think we just wanted an excuse to be pantsless around each
Correct.
Other when we found it.
And they found any song.
For me, and this is a guilty pleasure, and that's what this is about. This is not a song we play on Triple M. This is not a song that I'm proud of, but it would come out. You've probably never heard of this woman, but Jessica Simpson. This is a great karaoke song. Yeah.
I could not have put any money on you picking this as a song. That's such weird taste.
A lot of memories.
Have you got a tattoo of her? Did she make it to the legs?
No, but let me put some of those lyrics somewhere on my thigh.
Yeah, okay.
Now that I'm with you.
Oh, wow. That's
great
like song. Flashbacks to year nine.
Great song.
Okay, for me, number one, and this is an easy one.
Yep.
It is a long song. There's a lot of lyrics, a lot of vocal work, but by gosh, it is worth it. Celine Dion, of course.
It's a good group song.
Oh, man. You'll see people that you would never expect singing along to that. It lands. Yeah. Every audience member will get around it.
You know how much I love Celine, so I'm not going to dispute that. However, mine was always a ballad from way back when, one of the greats. My favourite ever karaoke song was Frankie Sinatra.
Shivers.
I'm pretty sure there's one time, again, don't encourage this. This is why I don't drink anymore. One time I was so inebriated, I got so into that song, I think I cried. So. What a great memory.
So emotional. Oh, well, thank you, Shigishi.
What a fella.
Nigishi. And if you are heading to a bar this weekend and doing karaoke, think of him.
Rest in power, my friend. Thought my body was going to explode over the last couple of days. 133353. Want to get your stories of when you found out you were allergic to something the hard way. So what you're allergic to doesn't have to be that interesting. It's the reaction that your body has that quite often is. It's happened to me. I bought that kinesiology tape. I use a bit of strapping tape sometimes at the gym, and my partner had accidentally bought me kinesiology tape instead, which is that tape that you might put down if you've got a sore part on your legs or whatever, you put it vertically down. I don't really understand
that.
I'd never used it before.
And in the instead of glue, it's got like, I don't know, not chemicals, but
it's tape. It sticks
properties.
To you. That's what tape does. Yep. Anyway, so I got some sort of whiplashy kind of injury on Friday, and I put some of that tape down my back. So I put three strips running down my back, and I only did it for a 24-hour period. Took the tape off, and whatever is in said tape, my body did not agree with, to the point where my whole back is boils. I look like a Teenage Mutant Ninja something at the moment because I'm just covered in welts and my, this is disgusting, my skin's been seeping and whatever from tape, of all things.
Yeah, I had this with boob tape.
What do you mean boob tape?
So instead of a bra, you can tape your boobs together to make them sit in the perfect position so
That's
you can
cheating.
Wear a dress.
Right.
And, like, you don't have to wear a bra.
Yeah.
Similar, I'm allergic to the boob tape glue. It completely broke out all over my shoulders. It ended up being so much worse. It was like, I should have just worn a bloody bra.
Seepy boobs. All right, 133353. When did you find out you're allergic to something the hard way? Friends of mine went to Japan, and the idiot had never had any kind of like shellfish, anything that like that in his life. Had sushi and was crook the whole time, and had the full like inflamed throat.
Oh, yeah.
He was walking around swollen. He looked like one big head without a neck attached to him. It was horrendous, the photos.
Yeah, yeah. I have a mate who always wanted a pet corgi, and her boyfriend bought her the corgi.
Mm.
And she found out there and then that she was allergic to dogs. She's just persevering, though. Like, there's no way she's giving that dog back.
What, so she just sneezes all that?
She gets cortisone injections.
Oh, for God's sakes. 1-333...
Like, it's the cutest corgi ever. She's not taking it back.
1-333-53. When did you find out you're allergic to something the hard way?
We're going to go to Bundaberg first. Dan on 1-333-53. What was it for you?
Hey, how are you guys? Mine was an antibiotic. I checked into hospital quite late at night feeling unwell. And they took me into the triage room lying in the bed. The lovely nurse came over after the doctor looked at me and said, oh, we're going to give you this. And they gave me some antibiotic and she just walked away. 30 seconds later, I started getting spots and they started getting bigger and bigger. They started expanding. My throat started to choke up and expand and I couldn't breathe. And I was pressing the old nurse button like, you know, somebody come and have a look. Something's going wrong here. And she came running and said, oh, you're having a reaction. I was thinking, I can't breathe. And she ran back to the doctor. They came back with this trolley and they had a needle on it, like what John Travolta jammed into Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction. I was just having the freakiest moment and he injected something into me first. And he's like, oh, we'll see how that goes. We'll give it 30 seconds. I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to be alive in 30 seconds, dude. And luckily it all started to come back down. I could start to breathe and I didn't get my Pulp Fiction moment. But,
no. Not very badass from you.
Oh, Dan. No,
that's going to be the worst thing to appreciate be allergic it. To is medicine because you need it to potentially heal something. And also every time, you know, when you go to the doctor, they're like allergic to any medicines. Painfully annoying.
1-333-53. We'll go to Mackay up next. Dennis, appreciate you getting in touch, mate. Your story, what did you find out you're allergic to the hard way?
Oh, I found out I was allergic to prawn shell. I was working on a site out of town. I was the paramedic on site living on camp food. And the cook at the camp had cooked up a lovely lunch with some prawns and a few other bits and pieces. But he'd smashed the heads of prawns up to make the broth to put in with it.
Right.
Sitting there having lunch, I started not to feel well. And I was on duty as a paramedic and put the machine on myself and my blood pressure had dropped and I started having difficulty breathing and talking. The nurse said to me that was there in the building at the time, you all right? I said, no. And she had a look at me and said she grabbed some adrenaline and just like he was saying, you know, Pulp Fiction stuff.
Yeah.
But all I could think about, she'd drawn the whole lot up, not half of it, so I was really worried.
Oh.
But she then rang the real ambulance service and they said to her, look, take him to the on-site paramedic. He'll have all the right stuff. And she said, He is the paramedic.
That was actually you. There you go, Dennis. I didn't know you could be allergic to the shell, but not prawns.
Yeah.
Like you've had prawns before?
Oh, look, I've eaten prawns all my life, but I've never eaten a shell.
Have you thought of, and I'm just putting a scenario, if you get invited to an event you really don't want to go to, Dennis, if you just, and again, like you got to be careful with allergies. I'm not taking the Mickey out of allergies, but if you rubbed, you know, a bit of, just like a little bit of prawn head on a nipple or something, to get you out of it. Is that
did
something?
Did it have to be the nipple?
Well, I was thinking other things, but we'll go to the nipple.
You just go head.
Is that something you thought about doing or?
Not really. No.
Okay, fair.
You're a pretty weird dude.
Nice,
thank
really.
You. Yeah, fair enough. Well, now you've got it there if you ever need a week off work.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. Please welcome to the Rush Hour a bloke that's far too good looking to be packing into the front row. Oh, I love you. One of Wayne Bennett's adopted sons. My boy was just like me. Ringers, Western's finest. A Maroon and a Dolphin. Mr. Jared Wallace.
After the Dolphins won, what was it, 30-something to nil on the weekend against the Dragons, what's really pissed me off is everyone's saying, whoa, Wayne Bennett the master coach, Wayne Bennett this, Wayne
he
Bennett
is.
That.
Bow down.
Clearly, it was the injection of our mate, Jared Wallace, first game of the year, first win. Hello, mate. That had to feel good.
Good afternoon. It was indeed. I think it was 38-0-2, just in case I was off the back of your head. I wasn't too sure. But
there we go.
It was a fantastic win back at KO after a horrendous performance in round one. Pouring rain. Yeah, you couldn't have asked for anything better. To get our 24 season started. And I think, there's not one boy in our team that didn't absolutely put everything in on the weekend. And that's exactly why we got the result we did.
Outside of the win, it's the first time the Dolphins have ever kept a team to nil. one of the biggest stories, and if even if you're not a footy fan, you've probably seen this video, was your number nine, Jeremy Marshall King, got kicked in the head by a football. It's the best Falcon I've ever seen. You were obviously playing. You were there live. You saw that happen at the moment. Is that the greatest ever?
I would have to say it is one of the hardest and greatest ever Falcon. Like, we actually had a bit of a giggle on the sideline, don't get me wrong. Like, it was it hit him fair in the scone. And I'm pretty sure it knocked some sense into him because he got better as the game went on after that. So from now on, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to stand him in the in goal in the warm-up and we're going to kick balls at his head and then we're going to get him out to run out because, I don't know how, any normal person would have been unconscious, but Jezza, obviously, we all know there's not much going on in there. Got better as the game went on, so it was unreal. It looked like it hurt. I'll be surprised if we don't get into training tomorrow and he's got a fair egg on his head or a black eye or something.
No, for sure. Now, obviously, everybody is really, really obsessed with the inner workings of the super coach, Wayne Bennett, exactly what went down between round one and round two to make things so different. There is a rumour going around, said that on Tuesday after the loss to the Cowboys, Hamiso Tabuai-Fido dropped his first ball and he was told to pack his bags and go home. He did so in shock. Then the team was named. He obviously got back and had this outstanding performance on Sunday. Is there any truth to it, J-Will?
No, that is the absolute. That is 100% the truth. That's exactly what happened because all media outlets know the exact workings of the inside of a training.
We're all there, obviously present.
Yeah, you're all there. You know exactly. Mate, that is the fun. I've heard of that, and I think it's hilarious. To be honest, like, I don't know where that's come from. But that is not even a chance in the slightest fact. Like, you think I'm like Wayne's favourite son? Hammer's like second closest, that is for sure. That is not the truth at all. He, don't get me wrong, he was very disappointed with his round one game, and I know Wayne put some hard words on him and worked with him during the week to just get a bit of confidence back because obviously he was pretty shattered with the way things went. But no, that is not how we got into back in to play. Score his three tries and have the fantastic game that he did on the weekend. Wayne's good, but he's not that good.
So you guys have the bye this weekend, no game for the Dolphins. You get a couple of days off. Are you going fishing? What's the go? Are you going to go out with Wayne, have a nice dinner together and just make sure you're in the 17 again next week or what?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've ordered a really beautiful steak dinner out on his farm. Yep. I'm going to light some candles, chandelier and all that. Make sure that I'm there for round four. Yep. Because it was quite hard to get back into that team in last week, but I think I should be all right going into the next one.
Jared, enjoy the weekend, mate. We always appreciate your time on the Rush Hour. Congrats on that round two victory, and we'll catch up next week.
No, I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
There you go. Jared Wallace, the rumour squasher from the Dolphins.
And he'll do it so matter-of-factly.
Isn't it funny? People just make up bullshit for the sake of making up bullshit.
I just think if you're going to try and understand the super coach, take it straight from the horse's mouth.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, why just make up a story that clearly didn't happen?
For drama?
No, but...
Let's make up our own, actually.
No, I hate that shit. I really do.
Now, this is a big thing in 2024, the culture of dupes. Duplicates, so finding cheaper things. You know, I like makeup, for instance, and a lot of my favourite creators on the internet, they'll post and say, don't buy the Chanel foundation, you can buy this one from Woolies for $5. It's just the same.
You're not wearing any today.
Thank you, I'm not actually.
It wasn't a compliment. It wasn't an insult either. I just noticed.
Yeah, I actually forgot to put it on, true story. I love a dupe. I like a way to buy something that's really similar and spend a lot less money. And the new thing is destination dupes. So going overseas but not going to the most expensive places, finding cheaper alternatives instead. So on a lot of the travel magazines, they've released lists and lists and lists of places that act as perfect alternatives. For instance, they believe that Perth is a destination dupe for Sydney.
What, you go to Perth instead of Sydney?
And get the Sydney experience?
Maybe the beaches.
Perhaps, but also I feel like Perth is equally as expensive. Liverpool, a destination dupe for London. It goes on and on and on. I thought I should make some Queensland ones, though.
Yep.
For anyone that's looking to travel in the next little while, here are my best destination dupes for Queensland. Okay, first things first, New York, the Big Apple, expensive to travel to, even more expensive to stay. You went recently?
Yeah, it was
about $300 a night minimum.
No, $650 a night for a 3-star hotel.
Yeah, that is rough.
Yeah.
You have to catch public transport there because it is so expensive.
Yes.
Easy Dupe, Cairns, the Esplanade. A lot of foot traffic, weird smells when it's low tide, lots of people and, of course, overpriced designer shops. And you're not really sure how they stay afloat, but they do somehow. You grew up in Cairns, you can see a little bit of...
No, I can't, no. I mean, some expensive shops. There's one there about the Bahamas.
Tommy yeah, Bahama.
I went in there once.
There's a Louis Vuitton and everything there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Yeah, it's a real New York shopping experience. Okay, number
very
two.
Very similar, okay.
Dubai.
Yeah.
Birdsville, easy. Yellow Sands, trade it for the Red Sands. It's no Burj Al Arab,
yep.
But the Birdsville Hotel will serve you a really delicious beer-battered barra that will knock your socks off.
I mean, I lived in that part of the world for a while, that Dubai, that is, not Birdsville.
I've been
to Birdsville once. I'm struggling to draw any similarities.
I've got another one, though. Okay. Also, you can't kiss anyone in public in Dubai. You can't kiss anyone in Birdsville because they could be your cousin. There's some good stuff here. Okay, I'll keep
Please
going.
Please don't make Birdsville hate us.
Don't we promote the Birdsville?
It's small town stuff. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you're punching down.
Okay, all right. Versailles.
Not very woke lefty of you.
The former royal residence in Paris in all its decadence. It's no match for the home of Australia's royal family, the Irwins.
Yep.
Who needs the Hall of Mirrors when you could go to the Crocoseum? Or view paintings of crusty old royals when you could see Bob and Bindi and Terry in the flesh.
Right.
Australia Zoo, better than Versailles.
I mean, I'd agree with that. I've got no interest in Versailles.
Okay. All right. What about Dallas?
Yep. Dallas, Texas.
Don't bother going overseas to America.
Okay.
Trade the Trinity River for the Fitzroy.
Yep.
World famous Tex-Mex for Rockies surf and turf.
Okay.
No need to go to a Dallas Cowboys game either when you could just venture down the road to St. Brendan's at Yeppoon.
Right.
See the future Maroon Stars of tomorrow.
I think they won the state title last year.
Yeah, they're incredible. Yeah. Huge. Scotty Minto coaches
very
there.
Similar to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, similar.
Yep.
Same vibes. Lots of cowboy hats.
You put a lot of work into that, didn't you?
I do. I've got one more as well.
Okay. Jeez, okay.
And I know there's people probably in the car going. Right now writing it down and going, cancel Dallas for Christmas.
I think they're actually saying, let's wrap it up now.
Finally, this place is simply uncomparable.
Yep.
Gympie. There is no bigger shithole on this earth. So you've just got to go experience it for yourself.
That's the place where I went to the toilet and there was a hole cut out for the...
Correct, yeah.
Hose.
There isn't all you can eat Pizza Hut, though, so
you
redeeming
did, you
factor.
You put so much work into that.
Thank you, yeah, it was a lot of research. Yeah.
And it was still awful. It was really bad. None of them were good, but, you know.
That
thanks,
is so untrue. So, okay, so you're not going to go to Birdsville?
No.
Or Australia Zoo?
No.
Or Rocky?
No, but I appreciate
okay,
your
Okay, you
efforts.
Hate your own state, right?
No,
I got
just
it.
You.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Now, Broncos fans, I'm sorry to bring this up again. I completely relate to how painful this memory was. But the 2023 Grand Final obviously was clinched away from Brisbane in the dying moments. Penrith won their third in a row. And it was devastating. So much so that coach Kevin Walters has actually made the announcement that his team are not allowed to talk about the event anymore. It's banned from training, from in around the sheds. In fact, some of the players will get fines, cash fines, if they are caught talking about it. A lot of people have criticized Kevy saying, like, that's weak. Some people have come out and said, no, it's very, very innovative. Like, that's the kind of stuff you should be doing. Don't look backwards. Always look forwards. But it reminds me that I bet in every single Queensland household right now, there is something that you're not allowed to speak about in your house on 133353. For us, it was when my sister rode off my parents' car. So it was back probably 15 years ago. She went to Noosa for New Year's with her mates. She was driving back 2 days later. She's not a great driver at the best of times. She rode off the convertible in almost standstill traffic.
So it's not brought up. What happens if it is?
So it was at first. It kind of was a bit of a running joke. I personally loved going with it because it wasn't me. So, you
and
know,
she hates it.
Any time that I did anything, I'd be like, well, at least I didn't run off the car.
Right.
Even mum and dad got a bit sensitive to it at the end because obviously it cost them a lot of money and they didn't have a car for a while. So they actually said at one point, no, you're not allowed to bring that up anymore.
I feel like these things, sometimes you'd have the line in the sand where, hey, we're not talking about this. There's others that are like unwritten rules.
Yeah, no one has to have the conversation. Yeah. You just know. What's yours?
133353, the one thing that you can't talk about in your household. Ours is, it's an unwritten one because it was one fateful evening where...
Like at home in your family or you and fiancé?
Fiancé. So... We're at home in our apartment at the time. This is about 4 or 5 years ago, and I'd just been in the bathroom and I'd come out of the bathroom stark naked. And then I can't remember exactly what we were laughing about, but we were laughing to the point where our bodies were jiggling, you know, like it was one of those really heavy laughter. And I laughed so hard, and because I'd just gone for a wee, that it felt like it was in slow motion, that just a droplet of wee unfortunately went from my body onto her arm, onto her wrist. And she cried. Like her laughing turned to, she did a full on cry and sat on the floor. Yeah. And I couldn't stop laughing.
So, okay, so just, tell me, that happened. Yeah. And then it was like for a few days you laughed about it, you were both humiliated beyond belief?
A few days after we laughed, and now it's one of those things you don't talk about anymore. You don't.
So have you ever tried to raise it and she's like, no, she finds you?
She'd cry or smack me or both. Yeah. I wish I could remember what we laughed about.
353. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'd love to know, what is your Brisbane Broncos grand final of 23? You're not allowed to talk about it in your house.
We did
for whatever
think about
reason.
When did you wee on someone, but we thought we'd go with this instead.
Nah, our bosses vetoed that one pretty quickly. So, yeah, going with the Broncos.
One thing you can't talk about.
1-3-3-5-3, Joe, what's your unspoken rule?
So, it's what we call, I guess, the Jenny rule or Murphy's Law.
Mm.
Mum has travelled around the world trying to see tick items off her bucket list.
Yep.
Every time she's gone there, she's missed out on what she wanted to see.
Oh. Like what kind of stuff?
So she went over to Norway to see the Northern Lights. She missed out because it was too cloudy. The one night they were there, it was too cloudy. She went to Tasmania. She's missed it by a couple of days.
Yeah.
She's now in Japan to see the cherry blossoms, which she's wanted to see all her life, and they're not in flower. She's two weeks too early.
That happened to my grandpa, Joe. He went like 3 times to Japan to try and see the cherry blossoms and missed them every single time.
Oh, yeah, she'll probably try going again. But, yes, she's been wanting to do it for years and years, and she's going, do I don't? Yes, I'm going to do it. I think she's seen one.
What's your mum's name? Sorry, Joe.
Jenny's
all that makes sense. Okay. What I am thinking, because this did ring true with me, over the break, I went to America and the main thing I wanted to see was Yellowstone National Park from the show. And the day I went out, they took us out in this bus and, you know, there was so much snow around, 2 hours to get out there, and we got to the gate and they said, oh, there's been an avalanche. You got to turn around and go home.
Yeah, that's right. I bought you that as a present and it got refunded.
So potentially Jenny and I maybe need to take the trip of a lifetime and go and do the cherry blossoms, the Northern Lights and Yellowstone and
roll
into one.
Absolutely. She'd love it.
Wait. I got to know, though.
She guaranteed it for them to blossom, though.
Yeah,
what is the rule, though, Joe? You're just not allowed to ask about these trips ever, or?
Oh, no, we just don't mention the time that she went on this trip. You know, she saw everything, but she didn't see the one I wanted to list.
How would she react to a birthday present, Joe, where you super or Photoshop her into all those things?
Oh,
would
she
like that as a calendar or be totally off it?
I think she'd love it
because
it's the one thing she's wanted to see, and you see it on the internet and on pictures, but it's not the same as seeing it live. And she's wanted to see these cherry blossoms for years and years. And she did her research.
Yeah.
She was meant to go last year, but COVID came into play, so she couldn't go. So they went this year. And, she's like a couple of weeks too early.
One woman's cherry blossoms, another man's pee.
And what? No. That doesn't make sense. It's a bad segue.
They connected together.
No, we're not going back to that. Appreciate it, Joe. Now, AB, your husband and I don't have much in common. One thing that we froth over is cricketers from the 90s and early 2000s. I feel like we could name everyone.
Yeah, there should be a trivia dedicated to this exclusive topic and you guys would dominate it.
Shout out Jason Arnberger and Greg Bale. No, there's a cricketer that played for the Queensland Bulls and is now a household name across the country. I used to love watching him play because he'd do this very specific, but when he'd hit a ball off his legs, he had this little leg flick. It was the most beautiful thing. I swear he could dance if he wanted. It was the most beautiful thing.
Dance because I've seen him dance at Brisbane Heat games.
Beautiful. Well, he also, according to this, has Australia's best butt. He won that competition in 2019 at Dirt and Dust, Julia Creek. He's joining us this afternoon, the wonderful Lee Castledine. Hello, mates.
Hey, guys. What an intro. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the flamingo flick, they called it.
That's right.
My cricketer days, and then I continue that flamingo flick in the doing some Brisbane Heat commentary. And, well done. Well, you've done your research.
No, I was at a Heat game recently. They actually have, like, these hired dancers. And at one point you were like, nah, stuff it, I'm going to have a crack. And you were very impressively.
Yeah, look, they gave me 5 minutes to come up with a dance because the team was losing horribly. They said, the crowd's down, do something. Dance, monkey dance, they said. And I had like about 10 minutes to come up with a 5 or 10 second routine. And luckily the Hype crew, which are great, they just surrounded me and made me look good. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So Dirt and Dust, mate, you know, one of Australia's toughest and muddiest adventure runs. You got horse races, rodeo, and, of course, the iconic Best Butt competition. Now, forgive me. Did you win it in 2019? You've been overlooked the past 5 years, or did your take a break?
I just hung my butt up. I won, and it was actually after that COVID happened, so I actually won it. I was reigning champion for about 2 or 3 years when nothing actually happened. So, look, you know, some people get to retire on top, and I haven't gone back to reclaim my title. I said in an interview the other day, I said, what would be great is if they have like an All-Stars Best Butt and they come back with like Survivor and everyone come back. Yeah. And like over the years, butts tend to, you know, drop and sag, and some tend to lift, and some get bigger, some get smaller. So it'd be a rather interesting little competition, that one.
Yeah, I'm really interested because, like, obviously butt trends have changed dramatically over the last few years. I don't know if you're aware of this, Lee, but the Kardashians, for instance, have had their implants removed. They're going for a smaller ass now. Is that the same with the blokes? Like, what kind of criteria do you think is going to get someone over the line this year?
Well, look, if history goes by anything, the only reason really, guys, why I won it is my pants split halfway through my routine. So, look, I was getting a good cheer. I'd say a good cheer, not a great cheer, sort of a steady mediocre. I've made it through to the finals. Having said that, I bypassed all the heats, went straight through to the semis and finals because I was doing some TV work.
Respect.
So they just got me up there. My pants split in the final routine. Lucky I was wearing some undergarment. That would have been disastrous and never to return to Julie Creek ever again if that happened. And I heard this massive cheer, and I went, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know my pants had split at the time.
Mm.
And then, next thing you know, the crowd went nuts. I'd split my pants, and I won it. So it was a bit of a blur.
Do you know the legal stuff around the butt competition? You know, can there be a Cronulla Sharks, Paul Gallen peptides issue with implants? Do they have to be natural?
BBLs.
Yeah, will they
The wrong, the dirty kind of BBL.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, testing isn't really on point up there. There's not a lot of WADA testers up there. So it's a free for all. So if you want to get some butt implants, go for it. It's a rather big routine for, so, you know, but having said that, if you win Best Butt, you're Australia's Best Butt. So it's official.
Worth a trip to Turkey.
Depends how badly you want it as well.
Well, Lee Castledine been doing his squats for the last couple of years. He's back, baby, heading into Australia's Best Butt competition at Dirt and Dust. If you want to head along to Julia Creek, it's a wonderful weekend. Dirtanddust.com is the website. If you love your rodeos, your horse races, and your backs, this is the place to be. Lee, I'm not kidding. We've spoken to some great people on the show. You're one of the best. I love you as a cricketer, mate. I remember that one Shield season where you almost played for Australia. I wish that eventuated. Stuff Survivor, stuff your butt. I love Lee Castledine, the cricketer. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Love you. See ya. Bye.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle of 2023? Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.